You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, April 6th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. It's a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money so that you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with our guest or answer any questions that you may have. You can call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150, or you can also always reach us online at themoneyhour.com. And talking about online, welcome back, Erin, coming into studio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. We have Erin Alexander with Finally Social, and we're going to talk about learning how to market without spending money. So I'm excited to know about that because I don't know about you as a listener, but I spend a lot of money when it comes to marketing and social media. So a little bit about Erin. Erin is the founder and CEO, top social butterfly of Finally Social.com. Over the last 3 years, Erin has grown Finally Social from a boutique social media company to a full-service marketing enterprise. Erin has built strong relationships with clients across all industries with a specialization in real estate agents. As an active member in her community, Erin enjoys connecting with other business owners, thought leaders, and referral partners. So she's also involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations. That's why she's here on the show with us today.
That's awesome. I was giggling a little bit, Tina, because
I know, what are you doing? You're laughing at me over here.
Because you were like, I spent a lot of money. Pause. I'm like, yeah, she does. And she's like, on marketing. And so I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, sorry. It's my little moment here.
It's all good.
Erin, I'm stealing it from you here.
Absolutely. Please do.
So, Erin, a lot of first-time agents that I talk to, like the number one thing they say is like getting business. How do I get business? You know, I can't afford to spend thousands of dollars on insert company here to get myself leads and all that. So what great information. So you mentioned marketing without money. What does that mean to you?
So it's really just going back to when you first started or when you're starting out and just, you know, making sure that your presence online is completely branded. You look really good everywhere you are. And so it's just touching base and making sure that when somebody looks at you and, you know, they all stalk you.
Yes.
They can find you and they're impressed.
And it used to be our first impression is we would meet somebody face to face, shake their hand, look into their eyes, and, you know, really get that face to face moment. Well, now first impression is online. And so how critically important is it for your future clients in what you are representing online?
It's so important. The first thing that I ever ask my clients is, how do you look in your future clients' eyes?
Yeah.
Because really, as soon as they know who you are, what you do, or even if they just love you and they're like, I should work with them, they're going to search you. They're going to see what kind of a presence you have. They're going to make sure that you're everywhere, that you're active, that you're posting. You know, they're not going to choose you if the last post you had was in 2015. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, have they sold anything lately? So it's so critical just to make sure that you're on all the right social media platforms and that you're shining on every single one.
Yeah.
Erin, let's talk about your bio. Why is your bio specifically very important as an agent or anybody, quite frankly?
Yeah. So your bio really needs to be about you, and you're giving your future clients a reason to connect with you. A lot of times agents or companies will have their marketing department write their bio, and you could really just insert anybody's name into it. It's not saying anything about that person. So the whole thing, you know, there's 30,000 real estate agents in King County alone. So how are you going to stand out? How are you going to connect with those people? And so you need to make sure that your bio says, you know, different hobbies or interests or nonprofits or.
And you could really tell nowadays. It seems very mechanical. Like, you can always see it's like, oh, that's totally scripted, which doesn't really get people to know, like, who you are.
No. Mm-hmm.
And
no.
They want the fun stuff. We're human beings, right? We connect mm-hmm. on a human level.
Yep.
Let's have some fun with it, you know? Like we do here in studio.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about what should be in a bio, because I know, you know, you've already, mentioned, I mean, it's really about your personality, who you are. Credentials, obviously, are important. Your community and how you're contributing. So... what are the contents in?
So there's a couple different things. So you definitely need to spell out every single type of real estate that you are in. So if you're in residential, you want to put residential.
Uh-huh.
I would put commercial. I would put land acquisition. Even if you don't do those,
uh-huh.
there's somebody in your office that does, right, that
mm-hmm.
you could just refer out. And also put down that you sell townhomes and condos, because it's
mm-hmm.
weird that people don't think that that's part of residential, that they need to find an agent that just works with condos.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then you want to just have different interests that you like. Make sure that you put, don't put you've been in the business for 10 years and then over here it says that you've been in the business for 11 years and then 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Say that you've been in the business, you know, for over 10 years, and then that way it doesn't matter.
I say over two decades.
See, yes.
And I'm almost ready to say over a quarter of a century.
Wow.
I know.
That's
sounds
really
good, right?
Good. Yes.
Erin, I just did a Facebook Live on my One Time Your Business and talked about story and bringing your story in.
Yes.
And, you know, having like a sentence or something of why you do what you do and sharing that, because that enables for your future clients, potential clients, to connect with you and also to open up their imagination of
right.
what this purchase, this product or service will do for them, correct?
Correct. You know, it's just, it's all about connecting with that person.
Yes.
You know, and then there's the rules, though. Don't be political.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
talk about religion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be specific on money. Like, you can say general things, but don't say, oh, the rate's at 2.9, and then somebody goes to get a loan, and then
yes.
they say, oh, you said I could get this. And
yes.
So, you know, there's rules to not do, but there's so many rules to do. Like,
yeah.
give them every reason to connect with you.
Yeah. And for me, I just say really brief. I mean, I've, you know, bought my home when I was 20 years old, and having the security and of being a homeowner and how my parents had a challenge keeping a roof over our head, I knew I could be passionate about helping others reach their dream of homeownership.
Yes.
And so that is my why.
Yep.
It's my story.
Yep.
And it allows to open up and for people to connect. Wow, she really loves what she does. And there's a why behind it. So, you know, think about how you can deliver that in a confident, powerful, and to the point way.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And Erin, I don't mean to regress here, but I was just thinking visualizing my social media, where do you put your bio? Like where specifically do you want to kind of show all these facts per se about yourself?
So obviously it's going to be on your website or the company page or whatever, but then also, you know, on LinkedIn, there's a summary area
mm-hmm.
that you can put in there. That's the first thing people are going to see. So definitely put it there. On Facebook business page, there's an about section where you can put your bio there and put
mm-hmm.
pictures in there. So just make sure that you're sharing it everywhere.
I see. So on the finance side,
all the landing pages, I mean, every single landing pages, Victoria's made, like, I don't know, I want to say 100, but a lot of landing pages,
yeah.
and it's at the bottom of every single landing page.
It's so important.
Yeah. I interrupt you, Keelan.
No,
you
no. Just move on.
Okay.
All right. Let's just move on.
So let's talk a little bit about past clients and how 89% of sales people never touch base with their past clients.
It's insane.
And this doesn't cost any money.
This does not
yes.
cost any money. It's, you know, send them a card. Reach
yeah.
out to them. I think that everybody doesn't reach out to them because they don't want to feel like they're pushing themselves on them after they just had a great experience. So if you switch it around and you're sharing stuff like send them an email with the top 10 things to do for spring, or hey, mm-hmm. if you're remodeling your house, I have a great vendor list.
Uh-huh.
Let me share that with you. So then you're giving them value, and then they're going to be thinking about you if, like, all of a sudden somebody's saying, hey, I need to buy a house, and say, oh, my real estate agent just sent me this great vendor list. Maybe
mm-hmm.
she could help you.
Yeah.
Right? So it's changing how you're thinking of, like, get rid of fear
mm-hmm.
and then just reach out to them.
Yeah. And if you're listening today and you're inspired to take action on this, because I think this is the biggest tip that Aaron can provide for you today. You know, I've heard people say, well, just pick up the phone and apologize that you haven't called them in 5 years. Do not do that. Don't apologize, because think about all of your experts. And it doesn't matter what profession you're in. This today's conversation with Aaron is for any business professional entrepreneur that's trying to grow their business. Yep. And think about all of your financial experts. When was the last time they picked up the phone and called you? Majority have not. So pick up the phone and say, hey, I was just thinking about you, Aaron, and I wanted to call, and I just sent you over an email on, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's so important. And again, that's free.
Yes. No money.
No money.
No money.
So, Aaron, with all the professionals that you work with, why do you find that people just don't reach out to their previous clients? I know in our business especially, you know, when you have a mortgage with somebody, you always want to keep an eye on their rates, and maybe there's an improvement that we can make. So for me and Tina, we do keep in touch with our clients.
And how about calling like we have? I mean, I've just looked at your loan, and it doesn't make sense for you to refinance. So call and let them know it doesn't make sense so that they know you're watching out. And when it does make sense, then they're ready to take action without, you know, so call and stay in contact regardless.
I couldn't agree more. It's so important in our business. What do you find that the reason that other professionals don't keep in touch with their clients?
I think they just get too busy, and then by the time they think about it or somebody points it out or they get an assistant or their offers manager says something, then they think that too much time has passed by. Mm-hmm. And then fear sets in and like, oh, well, I don't want to ask him, blah, 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 blah. And it's just literally just get rid of fear and just call them, write them, send them a card, send them an email. Just contact them. If you had a great experience, they're going to refer you. Give them a reason why to refer you, though.
Yeah, and I think people are chasing after what is they may think is a hot lead, somebody that's ready to go right now, when the reality is those are your future hot leads. And they're warm, warm hot leads instead of somebody trying to get that first impression. So what are some ways of staying in touch, Aaron?
You know, I think we named them all. You know, call them, email them, give them something of value, create a farm that you're sending postcards to just your past clients and have it be like, you know, your whole goal is to end up on the refrigerator. So send them all of the schedules for all the sports. Send them your favorite farmers markets. You could do a Woodinville wine map. I mean, there's so much information that you could send them. And then if you end up on their refrigerator, you'll be there past that event.
Yeah.
Right? People don't take stuff off.
Yeah, and think about rotating through value, education, and a little bit of fun.
Right, exactly.
So, Aaron, I've had a ton of conversations with people around social media, like especially those that have been in an industry for a long time. Like, when's the last time social media has given you business? You know, I don't have social media, call my phone. And they're like the referral people, right? It's all referral only. I'm just going to leave that alone. Why is it important for social media, and why do you think people think that way?
Because people think that a referral is not going to research. I don't know. It's just a crazy thing. People that refer new clients to you, they're still going to look you up because they still know 3 to 5 different agents.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you still need to make sure that your social media presence is perfect and that they see that you're actively doing stuff and you're giving them reason to connect. And so many people don't. They're like, yeah, I don't need social media. I just get all referrals. And I'm like, they're still going to stalk you. Like, you still need
they
to
still
look
want
good.
To stay connected with you in that platform. So what are the 3 top social media platforms to use, Erin?
So definitely Facebook business page, tie it into Instagram, LinkedIn, and then if it's for real estate agents, making sure that your Zillow is just complete. And then also do Twitter just for SEO. And, you know, my 75-year-old mom has a Twitter account because of who's president. So just know that you need to connect with all of your audience across the board.
Yeah.
Aaron, why and what should people share on social media? Specifically, what do you think people should focus on?
Well, I think that you need to have content. So when we post for clients, we post 3 times a week. They're local articles, and they're within the last 2 weeks. So it's just news. It's just being consistent and relevant. It's not really something you can track, but it's just staying in your client's eyes.
Yeah.
And then share your life. So however you feel comfortable, share what you're doing. If you're a foodie, share that. If you love to market into a certain neighborhood like Kirkland, then go around Kirkland and take pictures of different things and share that and give people a reason why to move there. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, she just shared all that. Mm-hmm. So it's just key. Social media, you have to be on there.
Yeah. And that was a really great tip, Erin. You know, embrace your uniqueness, what you're passionate about, because then you're going to draw those clients in, and nobody can connect with them as well as you can when you have automatically something already of interest connection, right?
Yes.
Erin, thank you so much for joining us back in studio. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I want to give a shout out again and thank you for coming face to face with our realtors for our Power Hour Lunch and Learn. Excited to get you back on the calendar for that as well.
Let's
so
do it.
Yeah, and love your smile.
Thank
I wish
you.
Everybody could see your. Well, you can see it in the behind the scenes video.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Erin.
Thanks.
And coming up next in the Money Hour, yes, I do not know it already. We have Dee Gupta with Dee Coaching right here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW. After the short break.